Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. There is a new book on the New York Times bestseller list that is being used to bring about a one-world religion. That's the headline. In one moment, Mike Gendron will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Tell me about the book, just an overview, if you will. Talk to me about the book, The Benedict Option.
Well, sure, Jimmy. The Benedict Option calls for people of all faiths to emulate a 6th century Catholic monk as an example of how to live in a collapsing culture. In the book, almost all the heroes are Roman Catholic monks. And so Rob Dreher is a major promoter of Roman Catholicism, ecumenical unity, and contemplative prayer, three areas that will all introduce the global church that will worship the Antichrist in the last days. It's interesting that Dreher, the author of the book, is a former Catholic who converted to the Eastern Orthodox religion, and he converted not because of the false and fatal gospel of Catholicism, but because of the Roman Catholic priestly sexual abuse scandal. And so this author, Rob Dreher, promotes subjective spiritual experiences in order to win the cultural war, rather than using the two tools that the Lord Jesus gave us, that is, the power of his word and the power of his gospel. He uses these subjective, ritualistic, religious experiences, such as contemplative prayer. Also, he's one who advocates praying the rosary. He enjoyed that as a Roman Catholic. And so, Jimmy, I think as we look at prophetic events taking place today, this is, again, a move toward the one-world religion where apostate Christianity is united together to fight the cultural war. And so we have to recognize there's much more at stake than winning cultural wars. We're also fighting an age-old war against truth, which is waged by the power of darkness, the very power of darkness that will one day usher in the global church.
Mike Gendron with a report on a book, The Benedict Option, a book that is being used to prepare this world for a one-world religion. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Bible does talk about a one-world religion that comes to power in Rome, Italy. It is known as the mother-son cult that was founded 4,500 years ago in Babel, which is known today as Babylon. Revelation 17 is the prophecy of this one-world religion, and verse 5 refers to Babylon, the mother of all harlots, and in the context, the harlot is referring to the one-world religion that will be headquartered in the city of Rome. This new book, The Benedict Option, is very dangerous because instead of a plan supposedly revealing to us how to fight the present-day cultural war, is actually helping us to understand how this world can be formed into a one-world religion. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...